everybody. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I am James Levesque, and I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Well, you know, we've grown in subscribers every single week, every month, so I want to thank you guys. Do me a favor, share the broadcast. There's lots to do. We went from having no ask to many asks, so I hope you got the book. Leave a review on Amazon, although they're blocking a lot of them and making them spread out over time. And let others know how you're being blessed by the podcast. It's maintenance time. I want you to be honest with me today. Are you good at maintenance? Meaning, like, maintenance on your car, right? Are you good at routine maintenance? Come on, homeowners. Do you change out your filter every year when it's AC season? Come on now. Are you like, you see these TikTok videos where they're like washing your washer machine. And they're like, oh, do you know that if you don't clean your washing machine, gremlins are going to grow inside of it? How you even keep up? Look, y'all need to be honest. Do you only know that your car needs an oil change because it tells you it's due? That's what I mean. It's maintenance. And I'm grateful for maintenance. I'm grateful for Jeep asking me that my warranty is about to expire. I'm grateful for oil changes that are due. You know, in my Tesla, there's no such thing as oil changes. But I'm going to tell you something. This morning I woke up, I got in the car, and it sent me a nice little message that there was a bunch of updates that were needed on my car. And it kindly said to me, can you please go take about 25 minutes and park this thing, charge this thing, so we can get you updated. I love it. I mean, I'm not updating that thing. I love it. Remember years ago, if you didn't update your Apple phone, it'd be all jacked up. Come on. My wife was like the queen of that. Guess what? She don't need to anymore. It does it when she's sleeping. Maintenance is a needed thing, and it's also pretty handy when it's automated. You know what's not automated? Relationships. You know what needs maintenance? Relationships. Friendships. Come on, sirens. Just fitting. That's what takes maintenance. I'm telling you. And here's the crazy thing. I've lived long enough on this earth to watch what I've thought would be covenant relationships end in moments, ladies and gentlemen. Literally moments. Like 1 minute, everything seems great. The next minute, you take turn like a bad turn. I was telling somebody yesterday, in my life, it's interesting because there are a lot of people that they're just grateful that I'm fearless or bold or whatever, you know, just sold out for God. They love it. But the sign to me that things change is when the very thing that people love, they start not to like anymore, right? And so I have these relationships where, and I'm the same person. Friends, I'm going to be who I am here and who I am when this microphone turns off. Like, that's just who I am. And many times, I'm not even upset, but I might speak a little louder. It's just who I, you know, just the family I came from. But what I notice is, like, I remember one time at the church, somebody came and said, man, Pastor James, you keep it real. You speak the truth, man. We love you. I'm like, it's awesome, man. So grateful for you guys in the church. And then one day we were doing live stream and I said the words, if you're watching this and you're sitting at home and I just threw out of town in Waterford, Connecticut, and you really should be in church. I didn't put this live stream here for you. Y'all need to get up out your bed, stop being lazy and get to church. Man, that's a comment you would have cheered about a few days ago. But that same couple that said, man, we love you. You're fearless, you speak the truth, left the church because I said that and they thought I was talking about them, which, let me just be clear, I didn't know it was them, but I am. You know what I mean? Like, I am. And when those leave, when the buffers of relationships change, when you love people and all of a sudden maintenance is required, communication is required, clearing things up is required. I just can't live that way. The amount of people that live in this weird subculture in their mind on who they like and don't like and who they talk about, man, that's exhausting to me. How can you actually have life more abundantly when you're wasting all your breath on misunderstanding or how somebody offended you? And I'll be honest, if you find yourself highly offended at everybody, then you might need to check yourself out. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I have many faults in life. I cannot tell you the last time I was offended. Like, legit, like, jacked up in the feels. Oh, no. Why would you? Seriously? Come on, guys. What you do doesn't affect me. How you think doesn't affect me. So why wouldn't I just be at peace with the Holy Ghost in my life, right? If we all listen to the Lord and we all serve God, there are going to be very few misunderstandings. But as we talked last week, bitterness and disappointment and jealousy can kill you. It's an ugly thing. And I'm here to tell you today that it's time to let some unhealthy relationships go because they're going to hold you back. And it's time to clear up misunderstandings from ones that maintenance is needed. When you have relationships, you need to clearly communicate how you feel in relationship. That's essential to having friends and living in covenant relationships with family. You don't need to agree on everything. Some of my closest friends in my life, mentors and people and pastors and leaders within our movement, man, we don't see things the same. We're not the same person, but we've grown to love and we've grown to respect how each of us views life. We're not supposed to be the same person, but I have the strengths that you need in your life and you carry the view that I need in my life. And it ends up being a perfect harmony. So maintenance is incredibly important. And in relationships, the dashboard lights don't come on. Really, your dashboard lights is guarding your heart with all diligence because out of your heart flows the issues of life. And today, you need to take some assessment on the love relationships, on the maintenance. Are we loving one another? Are we just, is the relationships in our life based on, you know, how we're being blessed or fed by the other person, that's not gonna be a healthy relationship. I've had people in my life that in seasons we've had conversation and I said, man, okay, I'll do that for sure. And I forgot and I wasn't able to do it. Guess what? The people that come hit me back around and say, hey, pastor, I know you mentioned you could do this. Is that okay? Oh man, I forgot. Here you go. And the people that hide in bitterness for years and years and years because they think I said something and I didn't do it is night and day. The bitter person or the person that's serving and expecting something in return. And the minute something goes wrong, they start flailing out. That person is going to live a horrible life because it has to be a love relationship. You have, and let me tell you something, boundaries are one of the most important aspects of life. I was telling a couple last week, a new couple in the church that I absolutely love, a young couple. I said, look, boundaries are important. And when you have spiritual boundaries, especially when you have family members that claim to be Christians, but they don't act like it, you're going to have to set boundaries. There's no question about it. You're going to find yourself in a place where you have to go, here's my values, and I don't want you to cross that. Just because you're a mom or dad or just because you're a sister, brother, doesn't mean that you get the pass because we're not that kind of Christian. And so today I want you to link up with that value system. I need you to look in your life because the Lord's highlighting it today. Look at the relationships in your life and say, okay, Father, you know, am I loving? Am I learning to love? Am I loving? Or are my relationships one way? And if somebody's not doing or servicing or taking care of something that I thought would be there, then am I acting a different kind of way? Because it's about the Holy Spirit. And one of the greatest aspects of this Christian life is family. It's friends. It's covenant relationships, man. Man, I got relationships that I would die for. Man, I'm just, that fire me up. This weekend, we got Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy and Miranda Nelson are going to be in Madeira Beach, Florida this Friday night. You don't want to miss. Fiery friends. Like before I was married, fiery friends. Like we linked up. We loved up, and it's just always been that way. I mean, it's just that kind of relationship. Just because they might have a different belief in one small area, I don't know if they do. My point is, it doesn't change our love. I may write a book on surrender. He may write a book about angels. Who cares? We value each other. We love each other, and we've been running for years together. And one of the beautiful fulfillments of life is when you have people that have spanned many years together and you still stay in love. That's huge because we all develop, we all grow, but sometimes you need to deal with an offense because you realize you're still supposed to be linked. What I've noticed is I see young people come and they just think it's easier for them to just leave a relationship. They're like, well, this ain't working out. My guy, you're going to be 40 years old with no meaningful relationships because you're the common denominator destroying every one of them. Are you isolated? It's probably for a reason. Are you connected? It's probably for a reason. So today, listen, covenant matters. Relationships matter. Let the Lord deal with your heart today about developing, make the relationships you have stronger and the ones that aren't supposed to be there by Felicia. You hear what I'm saying? Make that decision. I promise you. Because bad company corrupts good morals, right? Good morals will transform bad company. And so make that decision today that you're going to yield these relationships to God. Let him have his way in your life and watch the fruit of God increase. Amen. That's it for today. We love you guys. Can't wait to go on till tomorrow. We'll see you then. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.